City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. We're getting this show started with the unseen, live in fear. Right, that was the unseen right there, coming off the anger and the truth with Live in Fear. You are listening to I'm Andrew. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're just blowing around in the wind right now. See, I got shit faced drunk last night. Well, I got shit faced drunk early this morning. But it started last night, but I got real drunk early this morning, and I've taken a little nap. I went to bed around 3. Went to bed around 3, woke up at 8. I was up at 7 first and was like, fuck the sun. Actually managed to fall back to sleep. Then I threw my dirty ass in the shower. Now I'm up here drinking coffee and pogoing with you motherfuckers, waiting for the world to end, basically. I'm not even joking anymore. The president came out yesterday and said we'd be lucky. The president, who was saying everything was going to be fine, we'll be lucky if there's only 100,000 to 200,000 deaths from corona in America. That is some shit right there. That is some shit. And because of the corona, everyone, at least in Pennsylvania, today we're all supposed to start our little homeschool thing. That should be a lot of fun for me. I did real good in school. Real fucking good in school. Here, I'll tell you some things about me in school, right? So, like first of all, this is funny. If you listen to this podcast, you've got to know, like, I at least like history a little bit. I've always liked government and, like, fighting about it. And so I always liked history. I've kind of always liked science. My last year in the public school system was when I was in 11th grade. And in my two favorite classes, science and history, I had grades that were in the teens. In the teens out of 100, you know, like 90 to 100 is an A. My grades were in the teens, and they were my favorite classes. And I didn't even sleep through any of them. I was just too late. All right, I didn't sleep through all of them. I was just too lazy to do the work. I had girls who would, like, let me copy off them, and I didn't feel like writing it because I didn't fucking care. That's not good. I'm not saying you should be that way. But that's how it was. The only way my work would get done when I was in 11th grade is if someone literally did it for me, because I did not give a shit. And now I have to teach kids from home. This will be fun. This will be fun. Fun. Nothing else to do, right? Besides play Fortnite. But while I was drinking last night, I decided to write down a bunch of my drunken thoughts. And a lot of them are gibberish. Some of them are just little segues for me to, like, talk about shit on here. But, you know, there's nothing going on. anywhere. They're talking about making social distancing harder and longer. It's definitely going to be longer. It's official. It will be longer for the entire country, but maybe a little bit more strict. So there's nothing really much more to talk about. So I'm going to talk about some shit from the past and some crazy shit that, I don't know, maybe me and Sean used to do. Me and Zach, whoever the fuck comes up, because I wrote down some crazy ass shit last night. I don't know, I might be nuts. I'm stalling now. My computer is working slow as shit. You know it is. You know it is. The world is ending. But honestly, the reason why the computer is working slow as shit is because the internet companies are lowering our fucking speeds because everybody's home right now using the internet. And the grid will eventually go down. And that is when Pogo will be on hiatus, because if there's no... if there's no internet, there is no Pogo. But let's brighten up the mood. Let's brighten up the mood. This isn't really gonna brighten it up. It's a good band, but not really. I don't know. Here's Those Unknown from Jersey. Bound for Glory, Headed for Hell.
Tell me if I worked on my life and complied with the management, that I'd be eligible for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But I've been belittled and abused to pay my debts on time. And my work's been exploited to build green castles for the people living kind and more filled with hate. Ever found glory in that head of hell. You can try to stop, but nobody will. And we're filled with hate. Ever found glory in that head. Your empire's gonna crumble under the mind of the workers' will. Nobody will, and we're filled with hate. Ever bound for glory and then headed for hell. Your empire's gonna crumble under the might of the workers' will. And you told me if I simply live life and hope for the best I see, life's pain is rotten as I make it out to be. But I've been belittled and abused to pay my debts on time. And my work's been exploited to build green castles for the people of your kind. Old man, tell me stories about the way things used to be. Nothing much seems to change, maybe it's just me. But out there is a whole world waiting to be had. And I'm gonna have it, yes I mean to have it, just as much as I like and as fast as I can.
That was Those Unknown right there on Pogo City Radio. You know we love to represent that Jersey scene. We also love to represent that Philly scene, but not the sports scene. Fuck those motherfuckers. Here's the Stolen Wheelchairs with Vandalism.
Like times have changed, I might be better off if I leads me to what I thought was vandalism. Victimless crime caught me to that. That is nothing. Vandalism. I poke the rug. That gets me to what I thought was vandalism. Victimless crime caught me to that. That is nothing. Vandalism. I broke the rug. That gets me to what I thought was right.
Stolen wheelchairs. I had two different creditors call me during that 2 minutes and 44 seconds of the stolen wheelchairs. I'm like, bitch, I wasn't going to pay you before the world was ending. Now the world is ending. You think I'm going to fucking pay you for credit cards I owe you from 5 years ago? Get a life. Get a life. Anyway, I was on Facebook, and in one of my memories, my boy Finkin came up, who was the replacement drummer for Sean Bedlam while he was... I don't know why I hit the ha-ha button. Wasn't the money button I meant to hit. He was the replacement drummer for Sean. But Matt, he came up in a picture of my Facebook things yesterday. Matt's been dead for a couple of years now. And it's really fucked up. It's really fucked up because Matt died on New Year's Eve partying on drugs that he shouldn't have been partying with. You know what I mean? And the thing that's really crazy is I think Matt died 3 years ago now, something like that, maybe two. I don't fucking know. I think it was three. But like 10 years before that, we were all at a party, a crazy week-long party, debauchery, lots of like hard drugs that we should not have been taking. I do not recommend them. And Matt actually died that night. We brought him back, though. He was blue, died that night on New Year's Eve, brought him back, and then he died like 10 New Year's Eves later. And, I mean, you gotta be careful with that shit. Gotta be careful with that shit. It kind of fucks me up, because Matt was young and a much kinder and better person than I was. And, like, I don't understand, man. He didn't do half the fucked up shit. All right, maybe he did half the fucked up shit I did, but only half. But only half. Got to be careful out there, people. You know? I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. Kind of fucked me up, though. I miss Matt. Matt would be here with us doing Pogo if he was alive today. In fact, the last time I talked to him, actually, he's been dead for longer than I thought, because the last time I talked to him was right when we were starting Pogo, which was 4 years ago, and he was going to come on, but he died like 2 months later. Never happened. But anyway, why don't we play some of the Anti-Nowhere League, and let's do this one for Matt. Here's Fucked Up and Wasted.
Fucked up, faithful, we're so bored with the same old scene. We're fucked up and wasted. We're bored of people, you know what I mean? We're fucked up and wasted. But don't talk to us, we got nothing to say. We're fucked up and wasted. We're no good bastards anyway. We're all fucked up and wasted, yeah. We're wasted.
So wasted, oh, so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
We're so wasted, oh, so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
We're so wasted, oh, so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
We're so wasted, oh, so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
Oh, man. I ain't got the money to get out of my head. I'm fucked up and wasted. You're good for nothing is what you say. We're fucked up and wasted. We ain't no heroes anyway. We're all fucked up and wasted, yeah. We're wasted.
Fucked up.
fucked up and wasted. We wanna be losers every day. We're fucked up and wasted. We're going nowhere anyway. We're fucked up and wasted, yeah. We're wasted.
Anti-nowhere league. Yes. But, right, so I was telling you about that New Year's party, the one a long, long time ago, right? And actually, before everything got all crazy, the night was a crazy, well, the week was a crazy, crazy fun experience. This is the shit we used to get into. Now, any one of these stories pretty much start with me being fresh out of jail, because back then, I was either in jail or fresh out of jail because my dumb ass could not stay out of trouble. So, and I always had some thing for a girl who I was obsessed with. I'm the wanderer now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm only the wanderer now because I got tired of dealing with so many runaround Sues, if you know what the fuck I'm saying, you know what I mean? So we're at this party. We don't even realize we were squatting in this house that still had electric, and it was in the suburbs, and we were living in there for like a week or two, and fucking, we didn't even know it was New Year's, and my ex-girlfriend, who had a new boyfriend, who I was kind of friends with and not okay with this, and was like, what are you guys doing for New Year's? And we were like, it's fucking New Year's? We didn't even know. We were so trashed, we didn't even know. Now, we had a bunch of girls with us, and fucking, the Dead Boys come on. We're partying our asses off on things that do not need to be mentioned, right? And the Dead Boys come on. And I fucking love the Dead Boys, especially back then. Now, we would all carry around butterflies and switchblades and random knives, you know what I mean? And I went to go grab one, right? I went to go grab one. I open it, and I legit, all I was going to do was use the knife as a microphone, like a prop, and like sing into it and act like Stiv and like roll around the floor. You know what I mean? That type of thing. But this one girl that was there instantly thought I was going to cut myself with it. And I totally was not going to cut myself with it. But once she started flipping out about me cutting myself, what the fuck? What else could I do, right? I started cutting myself. So, yes, there you go, right? And this chick is flipping the fuck out, screaming, running for this other girl. We're laughing. So now, kind of the thing of the night is for everybody to start cutting themselves. We're all laughing and cutting ourselves, trying to scare the shit out of this one girl. Ends up, my ex-girlfriend, we bring her to the party, and her fucking boyfriend comes running out to the car. I'm like, this motherfucker. Matt, who died, was ready to kick his ass. But we all go to the party, and we leave the girl's boyfriend outside of the room, lock him out for mad long, tell him he's not allowed to come in. We're just trying to make him a bitch, because I'm mad, because he kind of stole my girlfriend. So finally, Chris gets into the room, and he's like, I shouldn't have said his name. He's like, what's going on in here? And I'm like, look, dude, either you're going to make yourself bleed or we're going to make you bleed. And I hand him a knife right now. Everyone else had knives, by the way. And this kid is sitting there, the little bitch that he was, taking the tip of this knife. It's not even serrated, and just trying to like pick at his arm and get it to bleed. It's not even breaking the skin. Now, Darren Poole, that sack of shit, he was there, and he whips out this double-sided serrated butterfly knife, a centerfly, right? Serrated on the back end. And fucking, he goes, Bedlam, let's show him how it's done. I hold my arm out. This motherfucker pushes those serrades into my arm, opens that shit up, looks like a goddamn vagina on its period, right? It's a goddamn geyser. Blood is shooting out of my arm like a foot high. What do? Andrew instantly grabs his cell phone, starts recording it. That chick who was screaming before, she's really fucking screaming now. But I take off my t-shirt. I wrap it up. I'm bleeding through everything. It takes them about an hour or two to talk me into going to the hospital, right? We get to the hospital. It is New Year's Eve. It might be New Year's Day by now. I'm like, they are so going to 302 me. The fucking There's like nine of us that take a trip to Easton Hospital. Even though we were in Bethlehem and right next to a hospital, we were drunk and idiots, and we ended up driving to Easton. And fucking this doctor goes, I have to ask, were you trying to kill yourself? And we're like, fuck no, man. Punk rock. Gigi Allen. And he told, and it was the truth, though. He was just like, all right, I believe you. And then we were just taking pictures. And I ended up with seven staples in my arm. I still have the big ass scar. You can see the little dots from the staples. Me and Ryan ended up ripping them staples out with the same fucking center fly. Like a week and a half later. There you go. That's how you fucking do it. Right? And then thinking, we were talking about thinking, he got mad at the hospital. He was all drunk. Motherfucker goes to leave, accidentally backs his car up into the hospital, fucks it up beyond all belief. Not the hospital. That was made of brick. His car, that shit got fucked up. The back end, right? So fucking thinking, can't get to work the next day, loses his job because of it. He tells his mom he lost his job. She kicks him out. Motherfucker wakes up 2 days, like the following day, and goes, hey guys, I gotta jump in my car, go to work, stop by my mom's house. We're like, hold on, buddy. Do you remember yesterday at all? Because you don't have any of those three things anymore. Motherfucker had no recollection of any of those things happening. But why don't we get to some defiance? Here they are with I Hate Everything.
Oh,
The bass playing on that album is fucking phenomenal. The entire No Future, No Hope album, bass playing, fucking phenomenal. Phenomenal. All of Defiance's bass playing is really phenomenal, but especially that album. Now I'm looking at my my drunken thoughts, and one of them says, I'll open my eyes tomorrow, and there's still no future. ... and then we die. Now, I think it was pretty late at night by the time I wrote that, and I was listening to Choking Victim. Seems about appropriate. So here's Fucked Reality. Right, that was Choking Victim, and me and Jess are having a debate. And God, I hope she's wrong, but she's probably right. She says Fuck Nazi Sympathy is by Choking Victim. I say it's by Leftover Crack. I don't know, though. I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm looking at the Choking Victim pages, and I don't fucking know. I was thinking of Nazi White Trash, so I don't fucking know. But I already played a Choking Victim song, so I guess you're fucked there, lady. But you like that, right? Don't you like that? But yeah, right? I also got my notes here. I have one that says, that time I got arrested with Emily. This is a great story. A great story. See, and you know my stories are true, because some of them, I end up looking like the shit, like I'm awesome, right? And then you're like, oh, that's bullshit. He's exaggerating. But then the next story will be about me failing miserably and looking like a complete fucking idiot. And if I was going to tell you, if I was going to have to lie and make myself sound good in stories, why would I provide stories where I look like a moron? They're all true, is my point. So anyway, back around that same time, and we're talking like 08, 09, that's when all this shit is going on. I got arrested for this and charged, so we can talk about it. It's not like I can get rearrested for it. So we're in Giant, and Me and Emily are walking around, and we decide that it's time to start stealing DVDs and selling them, because that was something we used to do. Used to do. Not anymore. That's bad. I do not approve. Do not do it. You will go to jail. So anyway, we are arrogant as fuck. We do this all the time. It's like a game. It's like a game. It's adrenaline. Where are we going to get caught? We can get away. And we think we're smarter. We feel like every time, at least I do, every time we get away with something like that, we make you look stupid and we make us look slick. You know what I'm saying? So Emily comes up to me and she says, this guy in plain clothes, we split up, this guy in plain clothes has been following me around the whole store. He's definitely a manager. I go, okay, give me everything you got. We're in a separate aisle. I'm like, give me everything you got. We're going to walk out of separate doors. I said, you get his attention with nothing on you, and I'm going to walk out the opposite door with everything on me. So I see this guy coming. We split up, and he follows her, right? And I am trying to get to the other door and bail, and I'm watching this guy the whole time going, ha-ha, motherfucker. I see you. I see you. I go to walk out the door. My arrogant ass flips him off from the other side of the store. As I do that, the other worker... who was watching us, grabs my jacket, and DVDs go flying everywhere. And the alarm goes off. Her grandmother was outside waiting for us, not knowing what we were doing, of course. And that night ended. That night ended with Andrew in the clink, of course. But let's get to the next track. Here's the Exploit It with Fuck the Mods. All right. Speaking of fucking wankers, that was the Exploit It right there, by the way. Speaking of fucking wankers, Jess didn't figure out. I guess I was misunderstanding her. The song she wanted to hear is actually by Os Rotten. But Jess, how do you not know this? I hate Os Rotten, and I will not play them. I am sorry, you're beat. I'm not into that band. I'm sorry. Never was. The first songs I ever heard of them were on the Pogo Attack. And I love the Pogo Attack, but that was the only band on there that I really did not get down with. I really did not. I don't like bands who sing about dates. That's kind of a rule for me almost. Like if you have a song that's called like April 16th, 1962 or some shit, I don't like your band. I'm sorry. Then I don't. And they have the, I don't like that shit. That's not even the right date. I don't care about it enough to get the date right. But why don't we play something good? Here's Blitz with Fight to Live. Play, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back. Blitz with Fight to Live. See, motherfuckers like us are supposed to live to be like 27, and I'm 32. What the fuck does that say? What the fuck does that say? Let's get to some Bomb Squadron up next. I'm so bored. Damn, ain't that the truth?
I'll take another piss when I start to think of you. I wish that you were here, I want you more than fear. But you're unscrewing someone else, so I'm stuck here all by myself. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I just need a chance to get away. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I don't like you, so just get the fuck away. I don't got a car, and I don't got a job. My parents keep calling me a lazy slob. I got no money left, I can't scramble spikes. My kids out from scratch, well ain't that nice. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I just need a chance to get away. I'm so bored, that's all I gotta say. I don't like you, so just get the fuck away. Some kind of joke. I gotta find something to do with my life, or I'll slit my wrist with a rusted knife. There must be something better for me. I sniff glue to keep happy. That's how it is when your life is shit. I'm just too bored to fucking quit.
Bomb Squadron with Ian on vocals right there. I'm so bored. It's weird, right? Because I'll listen, like that album, the re-release of it, because it was all 7 inches, came out, you know, like right when I was getting into punk rock. The actual stuff came out in like 94. But the re-released album that like Double Decker put out or whatever, fucking, that shit came out like, I don't know, like 2002 or some shit. And like, I don't know, those songs, man, I listened to songs like that or other songs, other bands that were like my favorite, you know, when I was a kid. And it's weird because the nostalgia like sets in and I don't know if I'm happy or sad. You know what I mean? Like the emotions that I feel, they're like kind of good, but then they're also depressing. It's bittersweet almost. Does that happen to you when you watch like an older movie from your youth or listen to like an older song that brings back some memories or maybe even just get like some kind of weird smell? Do you get like real nostalgic and then like kind of happy and then like kind of depressed? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever feelings you have, whatever feelings I have, I'll speak for myself. We kind of just try and suppress them and stay on that permanent binge. Here's the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band up next.
For my day begins. Yeah.
Mike Blanks and the Stabs right there. Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Why don't you go give that band's page on Facebook a like, motherfucker. Go over to facebook.com/the SDABS. Hit that like button and then go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. And then go find us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can even find us on Twitter, bitch. I don't have access to the account anymore, but a whole bunch of shit's on autopost. So go check it the fuck out if you need. If you need. But yeah, let's get to some more music. Why don't we do some old school Misfits? Some old school Misfits, of course. Why don't we do... I don't know what song I want to play. I'm sorry. Here's Hybrid Moments. Misfits right there, the Misfits. Now, Jess was saying, her favorite song on the Stabs album is Permanent Binge, and Slut, of course. Now, I said, that's the best album ever. Shh, don't tell Renee. That's what I said. But, yeah, why don't we get to some of those dirty bastards? You know what? Wait, no, I had something else queued up. I got sidetracked. See, I got Murphy's Law queued up, because normally... I'm like, you know, fuck the neighbors type deal. And it's funny because now that the kids are home from school, my neighbors, they're newer. My old neighbors sucked though. So fuck them. The new neighbors are all right. I don't really know. But like, they're usually quiet as shit. And now that school is out and the kids are home, there is reggaeton blasting on the other side of my wall, like 20 out of 24 hours a day. But hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is the guy from Pogo going to complain about your fucking reggaeton? All I know is I got bigger speakers and more of a motherfucker. So here's Murphy's Law. What will the neighbors think?
Staring me
right, that was Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law right there. Now, I glance back over at my my drunken notes, and the next one on the top is my tattoo looks like it has genital warts, which is the goddamn truth. And I remember, I read this at first, and I was like, what? And then I was like, oh my God, I remember. So, like, you know, like, when you have, like, an ingrown hair or something, or, like, a fucked up pore, and, like, I don't know, like, maybe guys will know more so, like, where you shave a lot, and you always get that, like, one little bump, you know what I mean? Well, I got this horrible, horrible, atrocious, unfinished tattoo on my back that will never be finished. That has been decided, but it was supposed to be right now. I was trying to make it my own, but I was ripping off the Return of the Living Dead scene where, like, the punk rock chick with, like, the red buzz cut is, like, naked in the cemetery. And like, she's like, wouldn't it be horrible if like men were just grabbing you and you were dying, and then like all the zombies come up and they grab her while she's naked and eat her and shit. Now I like blondes more, so I wanted to get that tattoo. I wanted to get like a scene like that, basically a girl on her knees in a cemetery with zombies coming out and like grabbing her, you know what I mean? So it came out horrible. I wanted her to be blonde. It's not colored in at all, but anyway, I always get this fucking pimple, and I scratched it hard as fuck yesterday right on my fucking spine, which is where the girl is, and it comes up on her goddamn crotch. It's funny, sometimes I'll have like two of them, and it looks like the bitch has genital warts. It looks like the girl on the tattoo on my back has genital warts or herpes or some shit. It looks like the bitch needs to close her legs and go to the fucking doctors. That's all I'm saying. But I guess I'll be sleeping alone tonight. But yeah, here's the Ducky Boys. Damn, I keep missing that stop button.
I may have f***ed up.
Now, my next drunken note just says drugs really big, exclamation point. So why don't we move on to the next song with that. Here is Endless Struggle with Red Alert coming off the Savage.
Thank you.
the fucking red. Yellow.
Endless struggle. The Mormons, of course. The Mormons. They're from Salt Lake. Yo, my computer is slow as shit, yo. This shit is not fucking working. Shit is pissing me the fuck off. I swear to God, that time I hit stop, like fucking 30 seconds before that fucking song came on. Shit's getting me mad. Shit's getting me mad. That's another fucking thing. I understand that these are unprecedented times. Precedented times, but if they're going to be lowering, I'm calling RCN today. That's my internet provider. Now I pay for a gig of internet that's supposed to be evenly distributed throughout the whole house. That means 1,000. That's really fucking fast. Okay. Now I understand not everything is going to get 1,000 that's distributed, but I am getting readings of like less than 30 megabits per second because the motherfuckers are slowing our speeds down. Now, that's all well and good. That's all well and good. But motherfucker, you need to lower my fucking price, bitch. I can pay for 30 gigs and get it for cheaper. So, bitch, I'm fucking calling you as soon as I get off motherfucking Pogo and you're going to give me a goddamn rebate or some shit, motherfucker. I'm tired of these fucking bill collectors coming around when we're at the fucking apocalypse. And, bitch, you are giving me a lesser product, a product that is advertised on your website at a cheaper rate. So, motherfucker, give me that cheaper rate and some compensation for getting me this fucking aggravated this early in the fucking morning. That being said, here's Gigi Allen covering Charles fucking Manson. Gigi and the fucking Holy Men. Garbage dump.
Oh, garbage dump. Oh, garbage dump. What I call the garbage dump. Garbage dump, oh garbage dump. That sums it up in one big lump. Garbage dump, oh garbage dump. Why you call the garbage dump? Garbage dump, oh garbage dump. Why you call the garbage dump? Garbage dump, oh garbage dump.
And the Holy Man, that one for Leslie Van Houten, because she was hot as shit back in 1969. All right, so yeah, I actually had that record, which I thought was really cool, because you can find vinyl from Gigi, and it's like all represses. Like, they're not actual albums. They're like this fucking, like, Resurrected or Rock and Roll Terrorist or fucking, what was the one with the white cover with all the live tracks? What the fuck was that called? Fucking, I can't remember, but, like, those albums weren't actual releases, and Gigi Allen and the Holy Men, You Give Love a Bad Name, I had the actual release, the 12-inch, with a real band by Gigi, not a comp, I don't mean a comp, shut the fuck up, you know what the fuck I mean if you listen to Gigi Allen. You buy those fucking albums and it's him with like 12 different backup bands and it's a compilation, no, that's not the word, compiling of tracks, maybe that's what I'm going for.
English, motherfucker, but do you speak
it? Was pretty awesome that I had it, but it got me thinking about the Manson girls, right? Now, I'm not like pro Charles Manson or anything, but I love reading and hearing about serial killers and fucking abnormal psychology or dark psychology. Dark psychology is more about manipulation. He was definitely doing some of that, but he definitely had some abnormal shit going on in that brain of his. But what's really crazy is all the women. All the women he had following him. This is nuts. These chicks just up and decided, oh, yeah, Charlie said kill him. We're going to kill him. There you go. They weren't even planning it. They weren't even, he was planning it, but they weren't directly planning it. It wasn't like Charlie came to him one day and was like, okay, in 3 months, we're going to break into houses and murder people. He had just been, like, training them on the DL and then had text come, we're going to go kill these people in this house as graphically as possible. Fucking insane. Fucking insane. And them girls were crazy. I love me. I have a thing for crazy chicks. It's bad. It's bad. But like Susan Atkins, she said that her biggest sexual fantasy, she was in love with Burt Reynolds. Everybody was at the time, I guess. She was in love with Burt Reynolds. And she said her biggest sexual fantasy was she was going to ride him. And while she was coming, she was going to slit his fucking throat. Tell me that's not some crazy ass shit right there. Tell me that's not some crazy ass shit right there. You know, fucking like 10 years ago, she had like the biggest female prison following there was. Susan Atkins became a jailhouse preacher. So did Tex. Makes sense though, because if you really get into the story, them motherfuckers were high on acid and like stupid, but they really thought Charlie was Jesus. So I guess they were just looking for religion. But I'm just telling you, go get Helter Skelter. Go get Helter Skelter and beyond. Don't just read Helter Skelter because it's by, what's his name, Vincent Bagliosi, who was like the prosecuting attorney. So there are like good facts in there. But at the same time, if some prosecutor wrote a story about Andrew Bedlam, I'm sure it would be a little off, a little biased. But the story's just fucking crazy, especially when you get into the whole White album and everything. I hope you motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look the fuck into it. Charles Manson said the Beatles were the four, horsemen from the Book of Revelations. And they were communicating to Charlie through the White Album. And these motherfuckers ate that shit up. All right. I got plenty more drunken notes. The next one just says fuck really big. But fuck, it's time to get out of here. Maybe I'll go through some more drunken notes on a later show. Go fuck yourself and stay drunk. Thanks for listening. Here's The Despised with Alcoholic.
Party's over.